Filmmaker and small business owner Loyal Plouffe says taxes in Burlington, Vermont's largest city, are too high, and he has focused his campaign on social issues.
I keep looking at the affordability issues and the problems we're having on the Church Street marketplace and essentially this disconnect we have with the current administration. So those are the things that finally got me into the race.
A lot of what you talk about appears to be regarding social issues. How big a factor are they in your campaign, and which social issues are you focusing on?
The social issues I'm really focusing on is a lot of the homeless issues. Right now, our homeless population is being really disrespected, and that's what happens when we get a big government guy in there. They keep putting more ordinances, more laws, and that doesn't really address the issue of homelessness or mental health issues that are being a problem. Like on Church Street, they have this no trespass order, which kicks mostly the homeless and the mentally ill off Church Street because of behavioral issues, and that shouldn't happen. So that's the thing I'm focusing on. Also, housing, you know, our current administration has been mostly focusing on market rate housing, again, not addressing the issues of the residents living here. So I want to get back to having a city that represents all people.
So how do you do that? How do you address the homeless issues when every city is struggling to do that?
Well, I have plans that other cities haven't done yet. I believe we can get it to a point where we should be building housing actually for the homeless, which we're not doing. I think if we build a few units of housing just for homeless, I think we can start getting people off the street. And it's actually cheaper to actually house homeless people than doing it the way we're doing it.
Development has been a huge issue in this campaign. What do you make about the discussion over development, particularly since you're saying we should be building, but building for the homeless and building for the lower income?
We got to make sure whatever development we do reflects the neighborhood, and that's what's not happening with the Monroe-Weinberger administration. I want to make sure when we're developing anything, number one, there's a big public process so the public can be engaged in what's going on. Number two, make sure the development fits the neighborhood. You know, we don't want to be building a castle if it doesn't fit into that section of the neighborhood.
Do you think that the focus on the high-end development has been detracting from your efforts to get people to talk about homelessness and affordable housing?
Yeah, it has. It really has. I'm really the only candidate that's running really talking about people-oriented issues. And I'm talking about affordability for everyone. I'm talking about shrinking the size of our government down and actually lowering taxes in the city. No candidate's really talking about lowering taxes. Really, no one's talking about the homeless issue. Nobody's talking about ordinances that affect the homeless and the poor. No one's talking about the zoning issues that I've been talking about. And that's the reason why I think I can win, because my issues have a broad base.
Your business is, it's a dog walking business, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been doing it since 2002. I really love it. And that's the other reason why I wanted to run, because Burlington's really not pet friendly. You know, I talked to a senior and she's having a hard time finding housing that allows pets. And the city is not friendly to everybody, unless you're a developer or you got $1 million or whatever, because our middle class in Burlington is vanishing. If you drive around the city, you should see all the for sale signs. If we do like Monroe again, we're going to continue to see more gentrification happening.
Loyal Plouffe, what background do you have that would allow you to step into the mayor's office and accomplish your goals?
Well, I've been on the housing board now for about 8 years. I've been on the school board, so I know how government works. I own a small business, so I definitely know how to handle finances and work within a limited amount of money. So I know how to work within means. I also have life experiences that the other candidates don't have. About 5 or 6 years ago, my dog and I were homeless for a full year. We were on the street for a full year, almost froze to death. So I understand what it is to be homeless and what the problems are in the city.
How optimistic are you about becoming mayor?
The strange thing is, as I'm door knocking, most people said, well, I'm either choosing you or Steve, or you or Guma. So it's really strange because I'm more fiscally conservative that I'm getting some more of the leftist vote, the people on the left who vote for progressives and the Democrats.
Are you concerned with so many people running that there may have to be a runoff?
I'm not concerned with that. I believe if I can get all my voters to the polls, I can win this.
That was Libertarian candidate for Burlington Mayor Loyal Plouffe. On town meeting day, voters will choose between Plouffe, independent Greg Guma, progressive Steve Goodkind, and incumbent Democrat Merle Weinberger. You can hear from all the candidates at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.